toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number two, the Thursday night edition of the show. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And still to come tonight, lots of stuff, including Soda Pop under attack. We've got a man who, we're going to tell you about this, a man who was jailed after, well, heroically rescuing two people from a burning car. Kid shot by a cop over an unpaid bill at IHOP. We'll give you all those details. Manwich, you've got something about Berkeley, California, deciding to, what, yank something out from under the Boy Scouts?
Yeah. Did you want to go into it now?
Not right now. I want to talk about this this kid. Since we were just talking about the cops a moment ago in hour number one, we'll continue here. This from, let's see, we'll start with a guy who saved, oh my goodness. This from Kentucky.com. A Wolf County man became a hero today when he pulled two people from a burning vehicle after a crash in Powell County that killed a stranded man. But Daniel Landrum, age 43, of Campton, wound up in jail afterwards. See, his driver's license had been suspended.
Well,
because
we're only enforcing the laws.
Because of a driving under the influence charge, according to a state trooper. Bernie Miller was northbound wherever his truck crossed the center line, struck a Chevrolet Blazer. The guy was thrown from a car. He was pronounced dead on the scene. However, the Blazer burst into flames, trapping Clement Cole and his daughter Heather inside. Mr. Landrum arrived on the scene and pulled them from the vehicle. He saved Clement Cole, age 70, and his again his daughter, age 20, so saved two people's lives. Then afterwards, some cop checked his ID, or checked his plates, and said, "Sir, you're going to have to come with me." So clung some handcuffs on him and took him down to the station after he just saved two people's lives. Now, don't you think that if the police were really here to protect and serve, that they would just cut you a break on that one, considering they didn't do squat to save anybody?
Well, I can see that once they ran the plates, that why they would feel that they would have to do something. Because it's not like they can choose whether or not...
Yes, they can choose. They do it all the time.
They can't rescind a warrant. They can choose whether or not to take him in at that point. What? It just said he had a warrant.
No, he did not have a warrant. He had just had a license that was suspended.
Oh, I see.
That's all. So they ran his plates, they ran his license, or whichever one they did, and they found out, well, your license is suspended. You're coming with me.
Hmm.
He wasn't drunk at the time. His license was suspended for DUI. He was driving.
Yeah, they should have let him go.
Yeah. And they have the ability to do that. We've talked to cops that have said that have told us, you know, if I've come across a guy with a couple ounces of marijuana, I'll let him go. Maybe just take the pot and let the kid go. In this case, just kind of wink at the guy and say, well, why don't you get out of here?
Yeah.
Just get out of here. Or my supervisor shows up.
Or you can have some conversation with him that says, hey, you know, it looks here like your driver's license has been suspended, and you shouldn't be on the road. It's very lucky that you were here today for these people, and, you know, thanks for saving them, but you need to stay off the road.
Don't you have a cake in the oven or something you have to go attend to? Thanks for saving these people. Let me go back to my car and look around for about 10 minutes. Don't leave now or anything. I mean,
something.
Get out of that. Somehow hint to get this guy out of here and cut him a break. He just saved two people's lives. It's outrageous. And it's just another point that shows how these cops become suspicious, some cops, become suspicious of everybody. Whenever they come in contact with us, with a citizen, it's automatic. They're automatically looking for something to arrest you for. Because that's what their job is. They're law enforcement officers. They're not peace officers anymore. Their job is to enforce laws. And most of them don't seem to care who it is they're enforcing the laws against.
Well, I have to say that I feel like this is a lapse in judgment on whoever decided to arrest this guy.
How do you feel about this? 800-259-9231. Well, if that wasn't good enough, here's another cop story for you. This one from Alexandria, Virginia. In this case, he was off-duty at the time. Off-duty police officer shot and killed a teenager last weekend. A couple weekends ago, at a restaurant parking lot, after fearing for his safety. Now, one of our listeners sent this to me in response to a story that we did last week about a woman who was in a drive-through pharmacy. She was at Walgreens. She was getting her she was trying to fill a prescription. Now, the prescription happened to be fake. The cop was called,
right.
And the cop claimed that she drove her car at him, and so he shot and killed her
from behind.
We're not sure where she got hit. That wasn't in the article. But anyway, he claimed that she was driving at him. But our emailer pointed out that it's actually typical, apparently, for cops to step in front of a moving vehicle to give themselves the excuse to shoot that person.
Hmm.
Because then all they have to do is claim, well, they were driving at me. I had to shoot them to save my life. when they, in fact, stepped in front of the vehicle. And in this particular case, you've got a 13-year veteran of the Alexandria Police Department working as a security guard at an IHOP restaurant. It's 3:40 in the morning, 24-hour place, obviously. An employee came to him and said, hey, a group of customers just left without paying. So the off-duty officer running security, he went outside into the parking lot to see if he could locate the kids that had just run out on their tab, allegedly. Said the officer attempted to stop the customers from fleeing in a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and that he fired at the vehicle when it traveled toward him. It just seems to me that it's not hard to get out of vehicles' paths. Maybe I'm wrong about this, Manwich, but vehicles don't have the ability to just turn on a dime. You can't. I mean, if you're trying to run somebody down in a parking lot, all the cop has to do is stand between two other vehicles, and he's protected. I mean, it's not hard to get out of the way of a moving vehicle. So this sounds to me like another case where a cop decided he wanted to shoot somebody. So he did.
I can't say that I feel too bad for somebody who ran out on a tab. I mean,
should they die as a result of it?
Does gunfire
need to be involved?
They've stolen stuff, and they've not stopped when a guy with a gun came out. That seems dumb to me. Two times dumb.
If you die when you've been two times dumb,
I don't feel too bad.
They were probably already in the vehicle. Aaron Brown was sitting in the back seat. He was hit by a bullet, and he died at the scene.
He wasn't driving. That's bad.
No, he wasn't. And the guy who was driving was, by the way, later charged with driving while intoxicated and possession of marijuana. But that's all incidental. That doesn't have anything to do with this. Would it have been so difficult for this guy, an off-duty cop, 13-year veteran, somebody who should know, not like he was just a security guard, but somebody who should know about use of force and how it's inappropriate to respond with more force than necessary? Would it be too difficult for him to peek at the license plate and jot down the plate numbers and call the cops and say, hey, we got a blue Jeep Grand Cherokee heading northbound on the interstate or wherever it was that he is, and say, these guys just ran out on a tab. Then let the cops do their investigation and let them come after them when the time is right. I don't think a gun needed to be pulled at all. I understand they allegedly ran out on a tab, and I don't support thievery, no doubt about that. But this seems way out of line to me.
It does. It seems like a lot of force used, but, you know, we weren't there. I don't know. The thing is, I just don't know. The kids were not.
I just can't believe the excuse that they were coming at him. It would not be hard to get out of the way of a moving vehicle.
Well, it says towards. It doesn't even say.
Right.
At
it says towards him. Yeah. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
I was wanting to say a few things, too, about the situation with police officers is that I think they're going too far, especially like with tasers.
Mm.
They have just killed a young boy that had mental problems. He had not been taking it. He, I guess, forgot to take his medication, whatever.
Right.
Anyway, they end up putting the taser right on him and killed him.
Aww.
And now is what they're doing. What we're hearing now is that they're going to the schools and they're lining the kids up and they're putting machine guns at them.
What? What?
Yeah. And they're scared of half to death. This was in I heard this on Alex Jones' program.
Well, now, why would they be doing something like that?
They're saying they're warning the kids to fight terrorism, they said. And so, I mean, they're going to actually...
Wait, well, what does a machine gun have to do? What?
Yeah, they're actually putting a machine gun at them. And you know, and trying to... they say it had to do with terrorism, so, I mean, but the kids are getting scared to death. And
that sounds kind of questionable. What is the reason for pointing a machine gun at a group of kids?
I guess it was to... Hell, I don't know. But I tell you what, I think it's going overboard. And, I mean, this is ludicrous. That they could go to an elementary school and do something like that.
Well, one thing's for sure, one of the reasons why, Paula, that they're able to do things like this is because we let the government take over the education
exactly.
system.
Exactly. The new world order is in charge of it, yeah.
If we had private schools and all the schools were run privately by charity groups or by businesses, then we could tell the cops, go home. We don't want you on our campus.
Well,
get out of here.
A lot of churches now are having schools now. You know, I mean, we've got a lot here in Florida.
The more private schools, the better. Thanks for the call, Paula. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both of them totally free, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Fantastic. Freestateproject.org. We mentioned the first 1,000 pledge last hour on the show. And we were talking about how there needs to be a sense of urgency to get people involved with the Free State Project. It's a long-term project on its face. And originally the original idea was to get 20,000 people to agree to move to the same state in order to become activists for liberty. It's a great idea, and it still is a great idea. And there, we have over 7,000 members so far. You can get all the details at freestateproject.org. However, it's going to take a little while to get to 20,000, and then once we reach 20,000, there's a five-year window in which everybody has to actually move to the state. Now, some people have said, whoa, we want to go now. We want to go sooner rather than later. We don't want to wait for us to get to 20,000. So over 130 people have already moved in advance into New Hampshire, and they've already started doing things, forming pro-liberty networks and all kinds of different activist groups to actually get things done. And they need more people, and they need them sooner rather than later. So the first 1,000 pledge was created for those of us that think going sooner is a good idea. In fact, over 150 people now have signed the first 1,000 pledge, and you can learn more about that at freestateproject.org. But you and I are signers of the first 1,000
pledge. We are. Happy signers.
I was the first signer of the first 1,000 pledge.
Yeah.
So get the details at freestateproject.org. Let's talk about Berkeley. What's going on out there?
Well, apparently Berkeley is not as happy with the old Cub Scouts as they used to be. Apparently, the Cub Scouts have, these actually, the Sea Scouts, which are a spinoff of the Cub Scouts.
Hmm.
I've never heard of them, but I was a Cub Scout. Were you?
No.
No. Well, figures.
I was a Boy Scout for less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it.
Hmm.
I did not actually attain any rank. I didn't even bother with that. I refused to. There was some requirements, I guess, that you had to pass to become a Boy Scout.
Yeah, you had
to get the Boy Scout patch. I didn't get past those requirements, so,
well,
sorry.
Since 1930 till 1998, the Sea Scouts have been using the Berkeley Marina without charge. And then in 1998, Berkeley passed...
City property, I presume.
City property. Passed a, basically, a thing saying that they were to be given written, unambiguous assurances of compliances with general accepted non-discrimination policy. Basically,
what's the translation there?
Basically, you can't have a group that the city supports that discriminates against people.
Makes sense.
It's their choice. Apparently the state Supreme Court, California Supreme Court, in a victory for gay rights advocates, ruled unanimously today that Berkeley could withdraw a rent subsidy to Boy Scouts affiliate at the city marina because the Scouts had a no gays allowed policy.
Indeed.
So the gay guys won and the Scouts lost in this particular one.
Yeah.
And apparently Berkeley's not required to provide funding to an organization, in that case rent also. And, Berkeley is not requiring the Sea Scouts to change their policies and not preventing the organization from expressing its views or punishing them for dissenting.
Sure.
It's just saying, can't use our property.
Or maybe you could start paying rent.
You know, $500 a month is what they were proposing to charge. It, you know, for a once-a-week meeting, it seems like a lot of money.
Sure.
But I'm sure that they can find a church to meet at if they want to.
Yeah, that's where we met when I was in the Boy Scouts. It was at some church.
Yeah.
They don't do anything with their rooms at night.
I support the Scouts in, you know, their policies. They should be able to have whatever policies they want.
Yes, they should.
They shouldn't be required to have gays in the Scouts if they don't want
to. And we also don't support government property. I mean, there's a lot of it out there, but we think it should all be sold to private ownership. To charity groups and businesses and individuals. Because then we won't have these issues. Then it would be the private owner deciding what rules he wants to set. Maybe the private owner wants to allow, gays on his property. Maybe he wants to prevent women from coming on his property. The private owner should be able to decide whatever rule set that he wants for his control of his property. So, in this case, if you're going to have a government, then it should be like this. I think it should be run like this. I think that makes sense. It shouldn't be supporting groups that have questionable policies like that.
Well, I'm not prepared to say what. I guess that's true. You know, I have to agree. The Scouts have their rules, and whatever they are, they can go meet at a church, I guess.
And there's no obligation.
I know that it's probably a much nicer place to meet at the marina because you can be there. You know, there's Sea Scouts.
They're the Sea
Scouts.
Look at the sea. Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But I'm sure that they've had enough publicity here that if somebody was feeling you know, generous towards them, they could give them a place near the sea to look at the sea while they had their meeting.
Certainly.
It would be a great opportunity for a restaurant or, you know, some other business to create some goodwill in the community by allowing the Scouts to meet there. But, of course, there'd probably be gays picketing outside. But
so, again, if we had our druthers, the government would sell the marina to some private owner, and then this wouldn't be an issue anymore. 800-259-9231, if you feel strongly about that, feel free to chime in. 800-259-9231.
I didn't think it'd be really great, but it just seemed like such an unusual case, you know, that we could talk about.
Well, here's something that's not really unusual, and it does have a lot to do with the government controlling us in a way that it certainly shouldn't be. A fight is now brewing, according to WGAL, a fight is now brewing between health researchers and the beverage industry over whether a warning should be put on soda cans.
Warning on soda cans.
Yeah, like you got a warning on your cigarette packs.
Good idea.
University of North Carolina scientist Barry Popkin is pushing for warning labels for sodas and linking their consumption to obesity. He said the nation got heavier at the same rate that soda became more popular.
But soda's been around a long time. I mean, it became more popular?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, chicken and egg?
Well, Kevin Keene of the American Beverage Association says it's unfair to hold one product responsible for the nation's obesity problem. He said children are much less active now than they were a few years ago.
True.
So you can't just extrapolate a conclusion based on one particular piece of evidence like that.
The news media has scared the crap out of parents because, you know, God knows you know, there's a masher and child molester waiting around every corner to snatch up your little baby. I see kids running around our street. They seem to be just fine.
Yeah, do you think this would stop anybody? I mean, do you think that putting a big old black label on soda cans that says, warning, this could contribute to obesity, do you think that would stop kids from drinking soda?
No. It's ridiculous. It's not going to stop anybody.
What's next? A minimum age to purchase? Are we going to make it so you have to be 16, 17, 18 to actually buy soda pop in America? I mean, really, if we want to protect, this is how these people think. They believe that if they pass more laws and more restrictions, that the problems will just go away, that we can just outlaw obesity and it'll
stop. Take care of it.
Why don't they go that far? Why don't they take it to the logical conclusion? If you believe that you can control other people's behavior with your laws to the extent where people will stop drinking soda or stop imbibing and eating food that might make them fat, why don't you just go ahead and say we outlaw fat? Why don't we just say we outlaw all these foods?
Nobody's allowed to be fat.
Right. You've got a bag of carrots there, man. Why don't we make it so everyone has to eat carrots every single day and never eat anything else beyond vegetables?
I wish I had something more than carrots, really.
Yeah.
Right now.
Why don't we do that? Oh, wait, because then it would just drive the food underground. It would make it so you'd have to go through black market dealers to get your hamburger meat.
Mm.
Dealing in cows would become a dangerous process. People would be killed in the streets over food.
Want to buy a Snickers bar?
More coming back. 800-259-9231. Take care of take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel Fuel Conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR #1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and visit the listener map. It's an international map of our listeners. Over 900 of our listeners have added themselves to it. And you can get your own little push pin on the map by simply going to map.freetalklive.com. Punch in your location. You can add a photo of yourself if you like, even a quote to go along with your name, your entry. And it's free, of course. It's neat because you can see who else maybe is in your area or maybe where you were born that's listening to Free Talk Live at map.freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So, coming up still, and actually this, I didn't announce this at the front of the show, but Walter Cronkite, the famous newsman,
yeah,
has come out in his late age. I think he's in his 90s, 80s or 90s.
He's old.
He has come out against the war on drugs.
Really?
And it made some news. It made some headway. And Bill O'Reilly, of all people, picked up on it. And he had a few choice things to say. We'll talk about what the conflict there was. That's all on the way. And
Bill
course,
will jump on any old train he can. He's as bad as a politician.
He's horrible.
If he sees a chance to get some publicity out of it,
we'll talk
he will
about it.
Jump
anyway.
On it.
We'll talk about it. But we're actually on the topic of soda pop right now. Because there's a University of North Carolina scientist who's pushing hard for warning labels for sodas. He wants there to be a big label on your soda can that says something to the effect of, warning, this product could cause obesity.
Because it's worked so well with cigarettes.
Yeah. And, of course, the industry's outraged about it. Mr. Popkin, the university guy, is also in favor of a soda tax, such as the one on tobacco and alcohol. He said studies involving the links of soda and obesity are at the same stage as studies in tobacco and health problems several years ago when those warnings were issued. And by the way, there was a poll here on the WGAL website which asked the question, should there be a tax and label warnings on soda pop? And thank goodness, 73% said no, that's ridiculous.
Can you believe that 27% said yes?
Well, actually it was 21%. 5% said I don't drink soda pop. 21%, over 2,400 voters.
It doesn't matter whether you drink soda pop or not.
Well, that was the third option. Anyway, yes, it causes health problems, they said. They want regulation. They want labeling. And they're a bunch of people that think they know best how to run your life. And I think it's absolutely outrageous. It will do nothing to reduce the amount of soda consumption in America. Nothing.
It might do something for it, but who the heck are we?
Right.
I mean, if it will do something. If you tax soda to the point that it's $100 a can, and then it goes at black market and you have to pay, I don't know, $3 or $4 a can in order to get a black market.
You get bad mixes and too much syrup. Not enough carbonation.
Well, they'll just be bringing it across the border from Mexico and Canada.
Yeah, smuggled soda pop.
Smuggled soda, which would be even easier to find than marijuana. Probably.
By the way, if you think we're being silly, no. If they were to outlaw soda, that's exactly what would happen.
It's
demand's
it
not
going
to go
exactly
away.
What would happen because that's what's happened in New York. They've taken cigarettes and they've taxed the crap out of them to the point that they're $7, $8, $9 a pack in New York City, and now. They're selling packs of cigarettes on the black market. Hey, want a $5 pack of cigarettes?
Yeah. Well, by the way, I didn't pull this from my prep, but I saw it in the news today. New York City's looking at raising their cigarette tax again,
that's
raising
ridiculous.
It to $3.50 per pack. It will be the highest in the nation. They're already almost up there. I think Chicago's $3.05 per pack, so they're going to surpass Chicago and raise it another 50 cents.
Wouldn't want to be outdone.
And that's just going to push it even further underground.
Sure,
the mafia is already bringing in truckloads of them and selling them on the streets. You've got your, they've got cigarette dealers on the streets selling one cigarette at a time to people. That's how it works.
That's crazy, but anyway.
Well, for poor people that, you know, they can't scrounge enough money together for a whole pack of cigarettes, they can spend 75 cents and buy one, or 50 cents. I don't know what the street value is. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. You bring up anything, like Adam in Pennsylvania. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man. Adam, what's up?
Pretty good. Or not much, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, anyways, I'm just calling. I had a personal question for Ian, but before I get to that, I just want to make a comment. You know, I listen to the show all the time. I love how, Ian, you know, you defend your point. You think we're being silly? No! It's going to get people to call in, I'm sure, but...
If we had more affiliates, we'd get more calls. But really, I mean, I think we're on in Montana right now live. Later, we'll be on in Alabama on a tape delay basis, and I think we're on in Kansas City.
On weekdays, you are going to be?
Oh yeah, we are right now. Our weekday show, we have the least affiliates for, so that's what we really need to work on. That's why we need our listeners, especially our internet listeners, to go to local.freetalklive.com and get the info on their local stations and call them up and tell them they want to hear Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we probably have more listeners on the internet and podcast during the weekday than we do on the air
at the moment.
Saturday. Yeah, that's right. I'm on podcast. I don't miss a show. That's why I'm like a week behind.
So Adam, what was your question?
Well, I called in a few weeks ago, gave a movie recommendation, and Ian, you were telling me, you know, you don't really have that much time to watch movies. And I've heard you a few times say, you know, yeah, I really don't have that much time to do this, I don't have that much time to do that. I just want to know, what is it that you're doing in your time? That, you know, I understand you put a lot of hours into the show during the day, I think that's awesome.
Right.
But what other stuff do you do? You know, what do? You sleep and work, or what else?
I work on the show, dude. That's all I do. I wake up in the morning, hopefully wake up in the mornings, and then I go and I come into the studio and I start making phone calls to radio stations all day long to get them to add Free Talk Live to their lineup. That's my day job. And then as the evening comes on, you know, get some show prep done, do whatever sort of extra, respond to emails, do website updates, and then it's showtime. We do the show, and after the show, I have to edit the show. Have to archive the show. That takes time. Put that up online, and by that time, there's more emails to get to. And then at some point, I have to fall asleep.
Sometimes he jogs.
Yeah. Sometimes I go out for a run.
Like to and from the studio, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
So does that answer your question? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know. You seem like an interesting kind of guy. I just wondering what kind of social life you have. You know, what about on Sundays? You guys?
No, I don't have it. I don't have any. There's nothing interesting.
He's
about
an
me.
Interesting kind of hermit.
And yes, Sundays are my day off, which means that I luckily get the pleasure of spending my time with my lady on Sunday. So I do take a bit of a break then. But if she wasn't around, I'd be, you know, weeding the lawn. I have just a variety of things. I'm not an interesting guy. I don't have a social life. I do a radio show, and my entire life is devoted to it. So I hope that answers your question.
Hey, well, we like to do that kind of devotion.
Thanks for your call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, this is...
Take it easy.
Thanks. 800-259-9231. I'm going to shy away from answering questions about myself because I really am kind of a lamer.
Kind of?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, well.
Now, I did go to karaoke a few times with you guys.
But yeah, but the thing is when it comes to karaoke, I think you've been a couple of times to karaoke.
I think it was two or three.
I don't think it was three, but okay.
And I did get up and sing. And
oh, yeah, you're not scared to do it. Right. But the thing is you... You're so busy, quote unquote, doing whatever it is, the weird crap that you do. It's not like you can't put the emails away for a little while.
Let me tell you, man, if I put the emails away, then they get overwhelming.
And it's not like...
I think everybody that writes in deserves a response. I mean, even if it's just thanks, you know, they deserve a handwritten response. So that takes time. And especially after you come back from a two-day business trip like we did last week, I finally dug out for my emails today. It's been 4 days, four or five days since we've been back in town.
We got back in Saturday at about 6 p.m. And
right, and of course, the more stations we get, the more emails we're going to get, and it's just going to get overwhelming at some point. And I don't know what I'll do then, but well, I'll figure it out as that time comes. So there you go. There's my boring-as-hell life, and now you know a little bit more about me, unfortunately. 800-259-9231, but this isn't the show about Ian, otherwise it'd be called The Ian and Manwich Show. It's Free Talk Live, and that means that you can call in and talk about whatever you want. On the way, Bill O'Reilly, Walter Cronkite. We'll talk about that. Let's see. And the White Rose story, if we get to it. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Got all kinds of neat stuff on our website, and it's all for free, including the bulletin board system. We have got over 89,000 posts for you to surf around through. 1,200 people interacting there. It's all for free. You'll find everything from serious issues to fun stuff all online at the bulletin board system. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And we just had a guy call in and ask me about what do I do during the day. Well, I work on the show. I do everything. I spend all my time on Free Talk Live. And the board.
Fortunately, he wasn't bored to death. Actually,
our board up says, do I need to get on the BBS and start the Let's Get Ian a Life thread? And I just like to point out that I like what it is that I do. I'm not angry about it. I enjoy
You're
the
a
hell.
Happy little hermit.
Yes, I enjoy the hell out of doing Free Talk Live and everything that is attached to Free Talk Live. If I wasn't happy, I wouldn't be doing it. So, just wanted to let you know. 800-259-9231 to the email box we go. This one came in from one of our younger listeners. And I think it's pretty amazing. It's from Brian, who is in a public school system. He was inspired to write an essay. Apparently, it was required by his English class. The topic was an essay defining our school. And so he had at them, and he shared his essay with us. School. Is the public school system a cultivator of fresh ideas and perspectives? or merely an assembly line that molds students into the drones of society.
Do we know how old this child is?
I would guess. I think he told us last time, 16, 17.
It sounds right. Okay.
To Webster, school is, quote, a place or institution for teaching and learning, unquote. However, even though this cliche statement may look good on paper, it does little to exemplify the device into which school has evolved. In this day and age, Trinity High School, representative of the public school system, has become a machine that pushes its students along a conveyor belt. As the students proceed throughout the mechanism, they gradually are converted into the equally mundane and mindless robots that are accepted by society. Without this mass production of programmed androids, our society would be unable to sustain itself. I've experienced this through preparation for the sophomore writing test. Also, I've personally observed the effects of standardized testing on the education of students. Furthermore, I have both heard and read many statistics about my high school and have perceived the consequences of having such an abundance of statistics. Through preparing for the 10th grade writing tests, I have experienced the new methods that Trinity High School is implementing to force conformity. In an effort to gain higher scores on the writing test, the true art of writing is now being rejected. Students are now being instructed to comply with the test grader's desire by reciting identical and meaningless definition essays. It's imprinted on the student's mind to reject the profound and effortlessly fill a paper with banal verbiage. Wow, this guy knew more words than I did at this age. Banal verbiage that pleases society. In this process, a paint-by-number style of writing is being taught.
USA Today kind of style.
Yeah. To ensure conformity, each student receives the same generic outline of a definition essay. From there, every student then chooses the prescribed word or phrase from the paint palette and artlessly inserts it into the correctly numbered blank. I totally can't even relate to this. This wasn't going on when I was in school.
Now, things have changed as far as you know, these standardized tests.
Though this methodical writing may please society, it leaves a void in the region of originality and distinction. When with the machine's gears monotonously turning, a stream of identical and mundane essays is spit out of the mechanism. As the monstrous machine gently hums, it excretes an exhaust of the creativity drained from the students. What great imagery. This drainage of creativity comes from comes as a vital step in the commensuration of the students. Furthermore, as a product on the assembly line, as someone who's currently in school, I personally observed the inside workings of the machine known as school. I have reached the conclusion that motivating students to become excited about learning for the sake of learning is no longer a primary concern at my high school. The existing academic interest at Trinity High School does not include students fully understanding the subject matter. Vastly more important is the number of students who manage to pass a standardized test at the end of the semester. This compels many teachers to teach by the test, so they call it, so that their test scores may be deemed acceptable by their administrators. In doing this, many teachers will leave behind those not able to keep up with the rest, only worrying about the success of the majority. On the conveyor belt, the defective products are discarded into a pile of waste. Meanwhile, the satisfactory merchandise, having undergone product proper testing, are exported to be consumed by society. Many statistics about my high school students are published and spread throughout the community. Often, upon reading and hearing the endless multitude of statistics, the individual is lost in the masses. Hardly is any attention given to the individual. Instead, the student body is looked at as one assembly. A certain percentage may be white, black, Hispanic, or Asian. A certain percentage may graduate, and a certain percentage may drop out of school. All that matters is the big picture, at least to the bureaucrats, where each student's not even worth 0.1%. One may fail as long as the majority is proficient. All that matters are the numbers on a piece of paper, from which the high school can boast its worth and supremacy. This causes the high school to hold belief in a concept of quantity over quality. The caliber of the education is not as critical as the volume of those graduating. At the end of the day, when the factory closes, nobody cares about the quality of the product. Instead, the focus resides on the number produced by the impersonal and cold metallic machine. Produced by the same impregnable machine, these clones of the same blueprint go on to fill all corners of society, allowing our nation to continue thriving off their menial labor. Though the restraining regulations implemented on the writing of this very essay, I have experienced the compulsion to conform. In addition, I personally observed the results of vigorous standardized testing. Moreover, I have heard and read a profusion of statistics about the high school and witnessed the unfavorable results. The assembly line known as My High School ceaselessly generates hordes of brainwashed students. More coming back. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out webtactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's webtactical.com or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Manwich, you can take control of the airwaves. Still over an hour remaining, so plenty of time for you to bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, the bulletin board system, archives, the wiki, the updates, live streaming, and more. And we actually have banner ads that we sell. In fact, we auction them. So if you'd like to promote your business, your product, your band, whatever, you can bid on our banner at auction.freetalklive.com. You get the fourth banner on our website, site-wide for an entire month, auction.freetalklive.com. Takes you over to eBay, takes you straight to the auction, and you can place your bid, auction.freetalklive.com. All right, so we just wrapped up an interesting essay by one of our listeners. I thought it was very well written.
Very well written.
And I don't know. I actually just emailed him back. I said, let us know what you get on this essay.
I'm very interested.
Because it was an essay that tore apart the government school system. And I think he's dead on accurate. His premise is that the government school system churns out a bunch of automatons. It churns out a bunch of mindless individuals that are all taught to the same standardized testing, the one-size-fits-all sort of government mentality. And I think he's absolutely right. I mean, based on the popular culture that we have today, we have this culture of adult children that have been cranked out by this government education system, this group of people that just thinks that life is all about going to work and going home and getting drunk at the club or something like that and watching TV. And I think we're hurting. We've got an intellectual drain in this country because everybody's so worried about what Britney Spears is doing. It's kind of disturbing to me. Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves to the Amplifier Only line. And George in D.C., you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
What's up, guys?
Hey, George.
Yeah, I'm falling behind on the podcast thing. Sorry about that. But the day before yesterday, I was listening to how you guys said that you never tried to get under bureaucrats' request. I was like, wait a minute. I remember listening to one of your podcasts going, TSA George, I know you're listening to this. Why don't you leave?
I think that was Ian.
Yeah, that was Ian.
I think you're right about that.
Well, I got an announcement to make about that, sort of.
Really?
Well, now I haven't officially put him a 2 weeks notice yet, but with you know, Walt the other day was calling for like pick your pet issue and go for it, mm-hmm. and try to do something about it. Well,
yeah.
Today I just printed out some papers here. I got to go get them notarized and turn them into the state because I'm trying to put my name on our November ballot for House of Representatives. I'm
running. Really? You're running for office?
I want to get my name on the ballot and see what happens. I doubt I'm going to get much results.
Now wait a minute. Do you have to collect petition signatures? Do you have to pay them several $1,000s? There's usually some sort of hoop that you have to jump.
I think I got to collect petition signatures.
That's a lot of work. Are you going to run as a libertarian? What party are you going to run as? Independent? What?
I guess independent. There's no libertarian thing on here. Just this Democrat or Republican or independent, you know.
You're probably in one of those states where they don't allow the Libertarian Party label on the ballot.
Oh, no. They do say it on there, but I'm not an official member of the Libertarian Party anyway.
I don't know if you have to be a member of the Libertarian Party to run as a Libertarian. That would be something you'd want to check with the Libertarian Party about. But, I mean, if you want to get a good a good group of activists behind you, it would be a good idea to run as part of a party. Because if you're just running as an independent, it's going to be tough to get people to get behind your campaign. Thanks for the call, George. We appreciate it. Hear from you, man. 800-259-9231. You get to take control of the airwaves. Hour number three is on the way. Walter Cronkite coming out against the war on drugs. We'll talk about it. It's pretty big news, I suppose. Bill O'Reilly's angry. Mm. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Check.